Hello and welcome to the Work at Home Moms Club podcast. I'm Bumi Laddington. I just literally made up the idea for doing a little podcast yesterday because there's sometimes I want to say something in the group. If you've never heard of the Work at Home Moms Club, it's a Facebook group. And if you search Work at Home Moms Club on Facebook, you can find it. So I created this group. Okay, I'll introduce myself. My name is Bumi. I'm a mom. I'm a writer. I have three kids, 17, 14, and 10 years old. I have three kids. I've been a work at home mom for 17 years. It's all I've done from the beginning. I didn't want to miss anything. That's how it started. I didn't want to miss a lot. I didn't feel like I just wanted to send my kids, somewhere and just miss like the fun times. Cause I'd wanted to be a mom since I was, like a little girl working in church, Sunday school. The nursery was where I worked, you know, not for money, just like volunteering. Later, I did get paid for that. And I've loved children. I love children my whole life. And, I always wanted to be a mom. I just envisioned the day when I would have kids and I would take them to the park and I'd be pushing their stroller down the street. We'd go grocery shopping, all the fun stuff. And then when I had kids, you know, like a newish wife, I've been a wife for a year. And so now we have this baby and we didn't have a lot of money. And so I wanted to stay home. But I did need to bring in money. I did need to help. So I started looking for things to do. I created a website and I sold a little ad space on it by getting some traffic. And that was when it was really easy to do so, like in the beginning of when mom blogging was getting really popular. And so you could start a website, go into message boards, get some traffic, and sell some ad space for $30 a month for a little, you know, square ad space in the corner there, to another mom blog or to a bottle company. Back, it was really easy to do that, back in the day. And then, later I transitioned to working for family brands, and I worked for a baby food company in Malibu. I lived in Southern California, run by these two moms, and I worked for baby wearing companies. I would go to conferences like natural mom conferences in my city, and I would kind of network about my blog, and I would tell small business owners about it and offer to do reviews and offer to sell ad space and offer to help them in marketing anywhere I could. And I did that. Later, I transitioned out of the website. I actually sold the website to another mom. And then I started doing social media marketing. And that's what this episode is going to be about, because I wanted to get on the blog and write all about it. But sometimes I get really tired of writing. My job is I'm a writer now. And sometimes I just get really tired of typing, especially on my phone. And I don't know where there's my charger. I didn't know where my computer charger was for a while. So yeah, I'm that type of mom, that type. It felt like it would be easy to say. So just sit down and let's pretend I'm sitting next to you and we're at a cafe or at a park and our kids are running around and we have a minute and you've just asked me, you know, Bumi, I need to make some money. Groceries are more expensive. Costs are going up. I have, you know, summer camp fees coming up or this. I need to make some money from home. Right. And this actually happened to me last week. I was at my homeschool co-op and a mom said to me, is she starting to think of ideas on how to make money from home? And she told me that she has a background in education and that she wanted to make printouts, you know, the kind that you buy from that website, Teachers Pay Teachers. You know, a lot of homeschoolers, a lot of teachers use that website to get curriculum and worksheets. So she's going to make those. And she thought about putting them on Etsy too. And at the time I was telling her, you know, that's a good idea. You can do that. People make money doing that every day. But truth be told, I've run businesses on Etsy before and downloading, you know, digital products, they're huge. If you go on Instagram, you'll find people talking about, you know, oh, I make $26,000 this month on digital products, right? I know people are doing that. People have all sorts of claims, and there are people who are legitimately doing that. But if the fastest way to make money from home, and I ended up telling her this because she thought, well, my background is in teaching, so I should do something in teaching. Not necessarily, Okay. So the for me, and what I came here to tell you today is that the fastest way, in my opinion, for a mom who is jumping into working at home for the first time, whether you have experience or not, social media marketing. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to get to it. Some people might disagree with me, but this has always been the way that I have made money when I need to make money quickly. You use Instagram. You use Facebook. TikTok is not that difficult. I think it might be going away. Didn't they just ban TikTok? I'm not sure. But Instagram. Let's just talk about Instagram and Facebook. Let's talk about those two. There are a lot of business owners who need help. There are only so many hours in the day. If, you know, a woman is or a man's opening a salon, if there's a dentist who has a new office, if there is some or, you know, someone you know who launched a product, people will hire you. Don't go with someone you know. They'll underpay you. Go with someone who doesn't know you. Real talk, right? There are people who need help. Churches. Places of worship. Let me just think what's, you know, there are stores that open every single day run by individuals who are swamped with things like inventory, hiring, traditional marketing, who don't have time to make posts. Authors, writers, you know, even if you don't want to go with a brick and mortar company, because sometimes in that case, you need to go in and take pictures. So authors, speakers, people who are trying to break into different areas of work, artists. There are a lot of people who don't have time to post on Instagram, but everybody knows it's important. So, you know, it's actually never been easier to make money from home. It just seems hard. I think two of the reasons it seems so hard. Number one, we have so many options and we just don't know which direction to go in. You know, I always talk about Little House on the Prairie. Sorry, I'm just obsessed with it. I love the TV show. I have the entire series. And if you think about, there was one time when Ma needed to make money and she went and she worked in the mercantile. Did she work in the mercantile or she worked in the restaurant? I can't remember. But back in the day, there weren't a lot of options, right? So if a woman wanted to make some money from home, she would either make products, she would sell baked goods, no cottage laws at the time, or she could watch someone else's children, bring in some kids to watch. She plant a garden and sell what she makes. She could go work as be a school teacher. There were less options, but we have so many things that we can do from home online that I think it feels overwhelming. And a common mistake is trying to do too many things, dipping your hands in too many areas so that you can't focus. I'm super, you know, I've been guilty of that so many times. I just love, I like starting things. It's exciting. But, and the other thing that I know prevents moms from making money at home is we undervalue our time. Why do we do this? Because we work hard all day for free, just being moms. We are used to giving. If something needs to be done at school, something needs to be done at church, we do it and we do it for free. We serve. That's what, you know, moms, we give. Nobody's paying us when we get up in the middle of the night with our children. No one's paying us to wipe down counters. No one's paying us when something needs to be done. We're just used to having to rise to the challenge. Okay. And there are a lot of conversations that could be had about that and women and everything, but bottom line, we don't tend to see our time as valuable in terms of money. We know it's valuable in terms of what we do, because if we didn't do it, our houses would fall into condemnable, like condemning by the city, yellow tape, condemnable state, within, you know, not that long. But in terms of money and putting a price tag on our time, I know that's an area of struggle for moms, because it has been a big area of struggle for me, and why I've a lot of the time could have made more than I did in many situations. So those are the two biggest things, the two biggest hurdles, but those can be easily jumped by just being brave. And going for it. So social media marketing is just so fantastic for moms for a couple of reasons. One, it can be done at any time. You can schedule posts. You don't have to be chained to your computer. Whereas with a traditional remote job or even virtual assisting, they might say like, send this email now, or I need you to look over this now. Social media marketing, you can schedule posts within Instagram. When I first started doing it, you had to use things like TweetDeck and, you know, all these different programs to send posts at a different time. But Instagram has a feature where you can schedule posts for later. So what does that mean? That means you can create, let's say you have an author, a writer that you're working with, a writer who's hired you for $500 a month to create posts and promote their books on Instagram. You can go into Canva and take their books, take quotes from their books and pictures from their books, or you can, you know, whatever background you choose, along with little photos of the book in the corner, a quote from the book or pictures of the author. You can go into Canva. Canva.com is great for a simple graphic design. You don't have to have any experience. They have thousands of templates, and you could spend one Sunday or a couple times, a couple evenings a week, not even like 2 hours at a time, creating these posts and schedule them all in Instagram. And then those posts go off when they need to. And what you would do during the day is just check in a few times a day with your phone. You're probably online anyway. Make sure the posts are going up, respond to any comments, and, you know, ban any weirdos. And that's it. That's all you would do. It's not difficult. And then you go in and you help build the page by following like-minded people. The way I build a page from nothing in social media, on Instagram specifically, is to begin following people who would be interested in following back. So what does that mean? That means going to an author who writes in a similar genre and following the people that follow them. And I found that about half of those people will follow you back, and you can grow a page, you know, to like thousands without them spending a single dime in advertising. So how do you get your first client? You approach people. Do you need to have a website? It helps. It helps. It'll help you if you want to make more money. How do I get a website? I like Wix because it's simple. Again, you can get a template. They probably have templates made specifically for social media managers. Create a template or create a website in Wix. It's about $20 a month. Get a domain name that's simple. It could be something like Mary Social Media, you know, your name's Mary, or, you know, just like something, A Plus Social Media, you know, just think of a name, and, or it could be your name, and fill it, look at other social media websites, make it simple. It doesn't even need to have more than a couple pages, even one page, and then a contact page, that's enough. It doesn't have to be, you're not competing with New York City marketing agencies. You're offering something very different. And so you get your website up, you create an email template that's kind of an outreach, or, you know, you can go in kind of very personally with people, going to different authors. And how would you find authors? You can join author networking pages where you see writers, or if you see a writer, you know, with a kind of like, a medium-sized reach or a medium-sized audience. The writer, the bigger writers will probably have their own pages, but you can go in and find someone who has a few books written, and that even if they're doing their social media, if they don't post very often, if they seem busy, that's a good place to start. You can go to publishing websites. Go look at Penguin. Go look at Random House. Go look at Waterbrook. Go look at the imprints of publishing houses, and they often tag their writers. And the thing about publishing houses, because I've been published by many publishers, is that they don't market books for their writers. And a lot of writers struggle in that area because writers don't tend to be marketers. So if you can go in there and then find some writers, look at their posts. How often are they posting? Are they only posting once a week? How good is their engagement? Do they look like they need help? Send them an email. Say, and we, you know what? backtrack. Before you send them an email, create a couple of posts in Canva, sample posts of what you would do. Where can you get ideas? Look at a writer who's killing it in social media and see what they're doing. Are they asking questions? Are they posting beautiful comments? Are they doing inspirational quote reels about children or about whatever the genre is? Look at what other people who are doing well are doing. You don't have to pull a rabbit out of a hat. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can see what other people are doing, what's working, and train yourself, and you can teach yourself. This is something that you could get going in 1 week. You could really start doing this in 1 week. And your first client, if you're charging $500 a month to post a couple of times a day and to follow people so that you can build their page, you got one client. And then you get another, and then you get another, and then you're making $1,500 a month, you know, and then you get another, then you're making $2,000, and then you raise your rates, and then you start charging $750. You know, that's how you build. And the great thing about this is that it's not going to change your life tremendously. It's not something that you're going to need to hire a babysitter for or get childcare for. It's not something that's going to have you chained to your computer. You can do this. You can really do this. I love social media management for moms. I just think it's such a terrific job for us. Content creation as a whole, it's such a terrific job. What I find a lot of moms, user generated UGC content, that's getting very big too, where moms take videos and pictures of things. But a lot of those moms are working for agencies. So the agencies take a cut and then it can be hard to get clients. As much as you can, own what you're doing as a mom and you'll just keep more of the money. So that's my intro. This is just the first episode about social media management. I'll go in and offer more tips and more help. Thank you so much for listening. Join us on the Facebook group. Shout out to Alexis, the best moderator and VA in town, and a really great friend too. Thank you, everybody. It's been a blast like having you on there, and I'll do another one of these. Okay, bye.